friends. My name is Joe Franks. The podcast is Unfathomable Grace. The date is Thursday, November 30. Here's some more good news for you to contemplate upon today. It comes from Psalm 32. Many scholars believe this was written after David's great confession of sin. Nathan confronted him. He was torn apart in the chest. The realization of his lust, laziness, adultery, deceit, hypocrisy, manipulation, scandal, murder, and lack of love for God and neighbor tore him up. That's about the only thing that separates the believer from the unbeliever. Greater are our sins, but the mercy of God is great for believers, and one of those mercies is repentance. David was gifted with repentance. He called upon the Lord, and his sin was not the last word. Psalm 32. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. For when I kept silent, my bones wasted away. My groaning was all the day long. Day and night, your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. But I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not cover my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. Therefore, let everyone who is godly offer prayer to you at a time when you may be found. And surely, in the rush of great water, they shall not reach him. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with shouts of deliverance. So I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Be not like a horse or a mule without understanding, which must be curbed with bit and bridle, or it will not stay near you. Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds the one who trusts in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice. Shout for joy, O righteous, all you upright in heart. And so let's not minimize the horrid nature of David's sin. It was gross. It started off private. It became public. We're still reading about it to this day. And let's not discount the consequences of sin. God promises forgiveness, but he does not promise to erase the consequences or the scars. Sin as it is has a PTSD of its own. It's not good for you to play with sin. As the text says, many are the sorrows of the wicked. But here is what David knows, that God blesses sinners. He forgives them. He covers their iniquity. He counts not their iniquity upon them. He puts their sins in the sea of forgetfulness, and as one minister said, puts up a sign that says, no fishing. He keeps no record of wrongs. He hides them behind his back, and he remembers them no more. But David wasn't quick to run to that God. For a long time, he was distant. It wasn't that God held him at a distance. It was that David kept God at a distance. It wasn't that God stiff-armed David. It was that David wanted nothing to do with God. And he says during that time, the pain was incredible. It says during that time, it was like God's hand was heavy upon him. And while he kept silent, his bones wasted away. He groaned all the day long. Like being in a desert, drying up. All right, friend, what'd you do yesterday? What is the secret sin that has not been made public? How much longer? Oh, I'm not talking about how much longer will you sin, but how much longer will you refuse the grace of Jesus Christ and not confess your sin and begin the process of enjoying God's healing? How much longer will you disbelieve God's gospel affection for horrible sinners? How much longer will you cover it up? Will you pose? Will you pretend? So David gives all of us an admonition. Offer a prayer while God may be found. And today God may be found. Today it is not too late. Today God says draw near to him and he will draw near to you. And maybe that's the reason that you are listening to this podcast right now, is because God has ordained your day and has caused you to, of your own will, choose to listen. And he is coming to you saying, how long will you pose and cover? He's your hiding place. He preserves you. He surrounds you. He forgives you. He counts your sin against you no more. Oh, friend, how much longer will you be a foolish donkey or a stubborn mule? This is good instruction, he says. This is good teaching. Will you be forced to come to him as one makes one's knees buckle? Why not buckle your own knees? Why not fall before your Lord and your Savior and your King as you see him with a tear in his eye, reach forth his hand? Why don't you kiss the Savior, kiss the Son, kiss the ring? He loves you at your worst. Today, he's offering you coverage, remembering your sins no more. Don't let the day go. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of repentance. Why would you waste another day? Oh, steadfast love surrounds the ones who trust. He actually declares you righteous. And so the righteous in this psalm are not those who do not sin. The righteous in this psalm are those who sin greatly and run to Jesus. It's the unrighteous in this psalm who deny their sin. So what ought you to do? Acknowledge. Believe the gospel. Confess your sin. Then the final words, be glad, rejoice. Shout, what wondrous love is this? What wondrous love is this?